Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Best Life Cafe. This is the Rise and Shine episode 2. We're finishing our conversation with Kylie Kwan. Kylie Kwan is a certified life coach and spiritual guide, most recently with 11 Life Coach Academy. She empowers those who are ready to let their story fuel their rise and be the catalyst for creating and curating the life they envision and most desire. She sparks the true understanding of what it means to be a spiritual being, having a unique set of human experiences. She guides her clients through the connection and distinction between our spiritual being and our human being, navigating love, authenticity, and self-acceptance, learning from and living through our unique human existence. Kylie has a contagious zest for life unmatched by most people I know. Some of the things she's endured include struggles as an Asian immigrant, physical, sexual, and emotional abuse, negative self-talk and body image, chronic physical and mental illness, demands of motherhood, a toxic end to a 20-year marriage, and that's where I entered the picture. Why do I have so much trouble saying that word marriage? I find that very fascinating. It happened twice. But welcome back.
Probably a disowned quality.
Thank you so much. Yeah, right? Totally. Thank you for coming back and finishing this conversation with me and my listeners. I am so excited to talk about, we talked about the darkness and some of the stuff that had gone on in your life and really just how you get up off the floor during these really dark times. And we touched in a little bit on some of the uglies, not all of it, but I want to just let our listeners know that you can go to KylieKwan.com, which is KylieKwon.com. And really just check out her stuff. She's doing some coaching groups. She's doing some boundary work. She does one-on-one, and she's amazing. And I think that if you have issues with what we're talking about, she would be a wonderful person for you to check out and go to. So I wanted to get that out in the beginning of the podcast. But we're now going to take you a little bit to the light and talk about change and how you actually, once you get up off the floor and you're after you've dissected all of the darkness that you can, and you've learned those lessons, most of them, because of course some things we're not going to always learn, and then all of a sudden you're here, and now what? How do you make that change? So I'm going to go straight to you, because I know you've got some good stuff for this.
I know, it's like so inside me, and I want to share, because I've lived so long in the spiritual side of myself, and in the spiritual practice, you know, I call upon my guides, my ancestors, all those things in order to help me really heal and build myself up. And I still do. It's part of my life. But I think the thing that people are really kind of doing right now is the spiritual bypass. If I manifest enough, if I meditate enough, if I journal enough, if I sit in the bathtub and do moon ceremonies, like all these things of these spiritual practices, which I believe in and am, you know, engrossed in and really deep into those practices. But what we forget is there's two sides of us. There is our spiritual being and then our human being. Yes. So we could tap and be part of our human being or our spiritual being and go inside and hear the voices and be connected to spirit, to the universe, to the good, you know, parts of ourselves that feel so amazing to just sit in meditation and be held. That's one side of us. We are still human beings, and there has to be actual human things that are needing to change and shift in order to make changes in our lives. So I, you know, for you to ask, like, how do you keep, you know, how do you move forward? It's really a thing of having to have practical and actionable things that we take part in our human existence. And people forget that connection. Well, I'm just going to manifest this, or I'm going to say 8,000 affirmations and things are going to shift. Why isn't this shifting? We still have to get up every morning. We still have to cut out the toxic things in our lives. We still have to add in those beautiful things that really feed our soul and our spirit and our lives. And those are actual things in our human plane, in our human existence that we tend to forget and ignore, because some of it can be really uncomfortable. you know, to cut out people from your lives, to say no to things, or to say yes to things. It can feel really uncomfortable.
Yes. And, well, no and yes, both uncomfortable, because if you're newly single, like when we were both newly single, saying yes feels so good, because there were so many times I had to say no, because I was in the relationship where he didn't want me to go out with my friends, and he didn't want me to have, you know, it wasn't until the very end that I was like, I can't live this way, and I started doing my own thing. So saying yes to, do you want to go to Spain? Do you want to go to Palm? I was like, what? You know, and here I am living that life of yes, and then learning how to say no to my children or things that felt wrong in my body, because my body was now actually able to talk to me, because it wasn't in fight or flight anymore. You know, it wasn't numb anymore. Because I think that a lot of it that stops us from change is that we stay in fight or flight, if this type of, you know, if this is the type of a situation you find yourself in. And you just don't get to move forward because you're in like this little cyclone. But one of the things I wanted to touch back on was the vision part. And I kind of was half-heartedly laughing because, you know, I do a lot of vision board and a lot of vision work. And I actually posted on my Facebook today about a vision board I had done in 2017. And then in 2018, that same brick wall was behind my new bed, my new apartment. And I was like, what in the actual? But what I think it is that I feel like what you're saying is we can get caught up in the hokey pokey of the manifestation and the vision boards, but how does vision equal change? Because there is a big part of being able to envision your life to make those changes.
So you have to, of course, envision your life. And as my mentor and my own coach and trainer, Nancy Levin, says, you know, she has a change equation. So change equals vision plus choice plus action. So you have to have the vision. Then you have to make a choice to work towards this vision. And then you have to actually take the action in order for anything to change in your life. So I embrace that knowledge and I take that to heart and I take it into practice. But in recent years, what I also realize, it is a double-sided equation. So yes, change equals vision plus choice plus action. But then on the other side of change, you need to have persistence, you need to have patience, and you have to have a bit of time. Because you didn't get where you are overnight.
Right.
And it might not be like a specific situation or a specific story that got you where you are today. It is probably a long road of different stories weaved in from our childhood, from traumas, from, you know, little things that really shouldn't have mattered, but they did. And they kind of accumulate over the years and you find yourself in the same kind of scenario. And when we make the conscious choice to say no more, the conscious choice to say, I am going to put myself at the center of my own life and see what it looks like for me to curate and create the life that I most desire and am worthy of and are deserving of. Then what you have to do is have the vision of, like, what do I want in my life? What do I want my life to look like? What would make me the most happy? Not based off of what society says, not based off of what your parents say, not your siblings, not your friends, not your children, but what do I want in my own life? And then you have to make the choice to make the difficult decision to work towards that and then take the actual actions in that human existence that I talked about to really make that happen. And then in the process, we have to have that persistence of those actions. And then we have to have patience and grace and compassion for ourselves. And then we have to give ourselves some time. And I think it's Tony Robbins who says, we totally overestimate what we can accomplish in the short term. And we totally underestimate what we can accomplish in the long term.
I love that. I love that. And I was just thinking, one of the things about Nancy Levin, because I'm 100% Nan fan, But one of the things is that when I had first started working with her, I was kind of all wrapped up in the vision and the manifesting, and I can have anything I want if I just, you know, practice the 100% Abraham way type thing. But she always brought it back to, you can dream your life away, but unless you take an action towards that.
Totally.
And so she really taught me, and I'm sure you, how to list my action steps with my dream. Like, you know, I have a friend who's looking to move. And so she's, she's finding the houses she wants. She's calling the realtors where she's going to be. Like, it just kind of came up to her one day. But she's taking these action steps, and I'm watching her from, you know, a distance saying, wow, she's really making her life happen. She's actually consciously making. And often I think we live so blindly and so repetitively in our lives that we don't take the time to, like you said, what is it? What is going to make me happy? And, you know, it gives me such pause for thought today because I'm sort of in that same transitional, do I want to live here? Where do I want to go? I mean, I have, the sky's the limit. Right. I'm self-employed. I have a lot of opportunities. And I'm just kind of going, okay, I have to sit down and get clear, and I'm not clear yet, but it's right. coming. And I love the idea of that Nancy had always given me. So the exercise, we've both done it, 50 desires.
Yeah.
So she has you write your
50 desires.
It's like
my favorite exercise.
It's nice. I'm her poster child. She'll still tell you today, but because so many things came true. But what she makes you do is write the feeling that vision will give you and what action step you're going to take to make that happen. And it was those things that got me to start going to yoga and start, you know, because it was on my list. Like, why are
right.
you not going to yoga?
I think what spirituality and our human being side helps us in this is to really locate and honor where we are, who we are, what we want. And to be able to really attain, okay, if I took all the external, parts of myself out of the picture, the people, the job, all those things. Where do I want to be in my life? What do I want my life to look like? And then being able to look at that and go, okay, now how do I make that a reality in my human existence?
Yeah.
Does it mean, you know, we have people who are during COVID who didn't have any savings. But they have a BMW, they have a big car, they're living in the city, like all these other things, which really kind of crumbles when you're looking at, I'm not going to be working for 6 months.
Yeah.
And what is more, you know, valuable to you? To me, you know, for myself, when my husband left me, I had to look at, okay, where do I want to be? And I realized, oh, goodness. Yes, my marriage fell apart. Yes, my husband left me. And yes, that's embarrassing on so many levels. But that has more. But I wasn't making it mean anything about me. It's just what happened. And what I can do with that information is, what am I going to do next? What am I going to do in order to shift and not make the mistakes that I did, that I see, that was so hard for me to face about myself in that situation? And how am I going to take it moving forward to really create and curate a life that I really want? But in that moment, you also have to have a lot of gratitude for what you have. I got to spend 20 years taking care of my kids. I got to be married to a man that I absolutely loved and respected and honored and was faithful to. I did that. That part of it, of myself, was true. I also had amazing family and friends. And no one can take that away from me. And so being able to look at that and go, okay, what else do I want? And what I realized was, I want more of what I have. But I want to do it without putting myself in a situation where I am harming myself, where I am feeling bad about myself, where I am overextending myself. I used to be the queen of getting things done for other people and never saying no. I'm like, oh, I can make that work. Let me stay up till 2 in the morning. I can make it work.
I was just going to say, I'll stay up till 2 in the
morning. Now it's like, okay, And it's really about saying yes to things and saying no to things, but making sure that you're at the center of those decisions, that you're not doing it for other reasons than to really feed yourself.
Yeah, that is such good advice, Kylie. I agree with that. It's what it's and when you do, and I know you know this, and for our listeners, I say that when you do that, when you stand in that truth, when you do what's really true for you and you really act out of that, the universe just opens up.
It opens up, and I want to tell your listeners that it can feel like the shit is hitting the fan when that happens too, because the universe will crumble away and, you know, really destroy the things that did not hold water, that was not able to withstand your own shift. And it's not about being arrogant or being mean to other people. When you stand in your own truth, it's really going to cut out the stuff that's not real in your life. When you're able to stand in your own authenticity and your own truth of who you are and what you want in your life and what's really important to you, things are going to kind of get messed up. It's going to feel kind of icky. And you're going to get And you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to make these changes. It's uncomfortable because this happened and that happened because I stood up. The thing is in the end, because you can only go through it. You cannot avoid it. You can only go through it. What I can tell you is in the end, you will.
Go ahead. Finish that thought.
But in the end, what you'll be left with is the things that you picked and chose for yourself. And that is the ultimate success. Freedom.
I was just thinking, be careful what you wish for, because there was
totally
that I was like, I want this, I want this, and I want this, and I did my vision board, and I knew what I wanted. I knew I wanted out, and it happened in the most horrific way for me, but it was almost like one of my best friends will tell you to the day, if it had not happened like that, you would still be there, period.
Totally.
And the universe knew that. It was almost like whatever spiritual, they knew that situation would not change until they literally plucked me from it. And so I was laughing because it's like, once you open up and speak your truth and own what's true, no matter what the cost, the universe does open up, and there are some difficult times in that. I appreciate that advice for the listeners. I really do. And so you just got to hold true to your truth and get through those difficult times.
Yeah. And maybe no mind would sure that you're.
Years, but
well, you know, the thing is that 2 years compared to the number of years that you suffered in silence.
Yeah, true.
And in
true.
Ignoring the truth about who you are and what you were actually dealing with. In comparison, 2 years is nothing.
Oh, and I'm so happy now that, I mean, as far as like what, you know, the fact that I'm not in that you can't put a price tag on it. You can't put a time tag
you
on
can.
It. Like you said, we're really going back to that patient persistence and time theme. And that is that we think healing is going to happen easily if you make a change. You know, like say I uprooted my life during that time and just moved to LA, which is one of my desires, and just went and started a whole new life. Well, I wouldn't have dealt with what happened. And I honestly can say that I didn't really deal with everything until COVID forced me to sit by myself in my house day after day. And I am, as much as I hated the time, I am so grateful that that final piece of healing. You know, I mean, I'm still triggered. There's things that still trigger me, but for the most part, I am 90% through this healing process, and I'm grateful for the time that I had to do the work and to be able to like connect with people like you who've done the work and share our messages with people, because that's the story fueled. Yeah.
Yeah, and people really want to put a Band-Aid on their experience.
Yeah.
We want to own all parts of our story. We want to own all parts of what we experience. We want to look at the good stuff, the bad stuff, the stuff that we're wanting to totally ignore. And we like to, you know, be like, oh yeah, we're going to make a change, but really it's a Band-Aid. We don't want to put a Band-Aid over it because we don't want to really face things. We don't want to say, oh, that's over. Let's move on to something else, because something else is going to make me feel better from, you know, this experience. We want to really get into that story and really know all angles of it inside and out, not only in the present moment, but where did it come from the past, from our shadow beliefs, from our underlining commitments, you know, are disowned qualities, the things that I work with my clients and in the book,
right.
you know, in Nancy's book, it's really about looking at all of it so that we don't repeat that same experience. Because, yeah, you could have moved and started a whole new life after what happened to you, but that's only going to serve you for that moment.
Right.
It's not going to make this long-lasting change. And, you know, it's really connecting with our spiritual being to know, like, okay, where can I take my life? You know, can I'm supported and this is all happening in divine time. It's divinely led. But then coming back to our human being side and taking the actions that are necessary to heal, to grow, to change, to shift, to make the choices. It is really tapping into two sides of ourselves. And that was the beauty of what I've experienced, is that I realized, and Nancy says this, is that, you know, when we ignore our feelings and we ignore dealing with things that we need, things come out sideways. And what are you using to numb your feelings? What are you doing to numb your feelings, to ignore your situation? You know, some people watch way too many, you know, Netflix and eat ice cream, you know, things like that. You know, for me, one of the hardest truths that I realized was I was using my spirituality and my devotion to meditation as a way to ignore my feelings and deal with what was practically
wow.
happening in my life. And that was hard because I'm a meditation teacher. I'm a spiritual guide. And yet I realized, because it felt so good in my meditation and my connection to spirit, that I was like, I'm just going to stay right here. But what had to happen is I had to have that courage to really face the practical parts of my life. And, you know, it's really looking at the truth of who you are. It's, again, a relationship between you and you. It's not about other people. It's about what are you doing? What are you making it mean about you?
What do you think for you is one of your favorite healing practices for yourself? Not to put you on
one
the spot,
of my favorite healing practices.
I love it on the spot question.
So, you know, actually, what I love songs. I love songs of all kinds. And there's a song called You Are the Reason. And I'm blanking on who that's by. And I'll have to look it up. But it's a song called You Are the Reason. And it's like 3 minutes long. So I did sun salutation to it. And the thing with songs is that, you know, when you hear the lyrics and
music,
the passion of someone singing it, you know, you connect and you feel, you know, you hear it, you feel it, you sense it, all those things. And I love songs. I mean, like meditation songs are very, very important. Mantra music is very important to me.
Sure.
I'm a sound healer, so I work with Himalayan singing bowls. But I think what we ignore with love songs is that we're not singing it to ourselves. And when you can take a beautiful love song, but turn it around and make it so that, you know, you're actually singing it to yourself, it makes all the difference. So it's by Callum Scott, You Are the Reason. And it's really a love song. And when I do 3 sun salutations to it, and that is one of my self-loving practices where I'm telling myself, I am the reason that I am on this earth. I am the reason that I work so hard at my work. I am the reason that I wake up every morning and smile and be grateful.
I love that. So we're getting towards the end, but I just wanted to, first of all, there was something that you know, when we were doing our notes, something that you wrote that has just, I feel like it's a Kylie quote that needs to go on your website or like posted with a great meme, but it says, we need to release our stronghold on the divine timing of things. This is where our trust and surrender of the universe comes in. This is co-creation. And just what you're saying, I think, is co-creating with the universe. So when you're trusting the flow of life, you are actually co-creating, because you're just saying kind of like, bring it, you know, like I'm ready, like I'm open, I'm going with the flow and letting things go that don't serve or that didn't work out that I had aspirations for. Or it's just like you're living in this flow. And I just love that quote, because that's it. We need to release our stronghold on the divine timing of things. It is going to be done in divine time. And so we got like 4 minutes, but I just want to touch on divine timing for 1 second.
Yeah. So I think that's the thing, is we like to dictate what's going to happen when. And that's, we don't have that much power in that. We have the power to make that happen. But, you know, you may say that you want one thing, but the universe is like, oh, yeah, you want that one thing, but probably not in the same package you think you want it.
Right.
I never thought I was going to be in the life that I'm living right now.
So
what
you
can have a tell
beautiful
you
life.
Is,
by the way, people, I just want you to know she has a wonderful home, a wonderful guy, a great relationship with her kids. She's living her passion, and all of this evolved 3 short years.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, really knowing that I had that before, but in a different way. But what I was missing in my life was me. I didn't put myself in that equation of my own life. I did not value myself in my own life. I was living for my children, for my husband, for the look of, you know, the perfect family, all those things, but I didn't put myself in the center. And that's the only thing that's really shifted. But what I really wanted, and what I always told the universe, is I wanted to be with a beautiful partner that was loving and kind to me. I wanted my kids to be happy and healthy and have their own lives. I wanted a beautiful home. But what that actually looks like on the physical plane looks completely different than what I had before. But now what's so different is that I'm in the center of it. I'm fulfilled. I'm happy. I'm thinking about me. I'm loving myself. Again, it's me, myself, and I.
I love that, girl. Girl, you've inspired me. I got an hour drive after this podcast today, and I am just going to ponder the idea of all of this. I really, really appreciate you giving the Best Life Cafe and my listeners the time to hear your story. The rise and shine of your life. It's so inspiring for me, and I'm hoping that it's going to inspire others. And I look forward to hearing more about what's evolved in your coaching career, and I hope to have you back on the show maybe in December, because I love our flow. And I just think that you have so much to offer. Thank you.
So what I'm offering right now is I do one-on-one coaching, and I also do coaching sessions where I work with a client and then develop and create a customized guided meditation for them for whatever they're going through. And so that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm just really enjoying myself and really loving being a witness to the growth that my clients are having, where they're really stepping into their own authentic truth.
It's happening at record speed for, you know, women and some men. It's happening at record speed. It, all of a sudden people are like, boom, I'm moving forward. Okay, well, we have to go because my timer will cut us right off. Kylie, much love to you.
Bye.
Talk soon.
Bye.